It's Helping Hand, part of All Things Considered, and then archived at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. Friday's Helping Hand connects with an organization, event, or topic that offers assistance to people with disabilities and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, the National Federation of the Blind of Hawaii. Members of our local community who are blind, advocating on behalf of the blind, they've got an upcoming local state convention, September 28th, 29th, and 30th in Honolulu, 1901 Bachelot Street, the auditorium of Ho'opono Services for the Blind. We welcome back National Federation of the Blind of Hawaii's Virgil Stinnett. He is VP of the NFB of Hawaii and president of the Honolulu chapter, and his wife, Katie Keim, who is secretary of the National Federation of the Blind of Hawaii and the convention coordinator. Welcome back, Katie and Virgil.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you for inviting us again.
For people maybe who are blind, perhaps with a new diagnosis, or their loved ones, fill us in.
We're here to basically educate folks out there, blind or even sighted family members of blind people, that blindness is not the end of the road. It's just another way of living your life. And our theme this year for our state convention is raising expectations and building the federation. I've been at this, come Thanksgiving this year will be 22 years that I've been blind. And I get around and do very well for myself. My wife is also blind, Katie.
To me, there is no cannot. It's what you want to do, it's what you love to do, and what you dream to do. And building the federation is, no matter where I go in our country, there will always be another NFB member that will be there if I'm feeling alone and I'm feeling the pressures of the world that doesn't understand that blindness is a can do.
Letting blind folks know that the bar is set as high as you expect it.
I've been privileged to get to watch you get around, and so I get an idea of the tenacity that you're talking about, the perseverance, the way that you don't take no for an answer. In a lot of ways, it reminds me of my mom. To be able to do that, do you have to push yourself harder?
Yes. Sometimes it's 110, 210%, only because society out there is already have a different perspective and view of what your capabilities are.
You go every year across the country to represent the organization. We'll talk about that in a second. First, funding for the NFB of Hawaii comes from where?
Donations from members and people in the community.
Private donations through our fundraising efforts, as well as bequests.
The funds that we do raise, we then give back to blind folks or newly blind folks, give them the experience of going to a state convention or a national convention. The national convention is over 3,000 blind people from tots all the way up to 90s.
Can you recall your first experience at that?
My very first experience was in 2000. In 2000, I was only blind 4 years. It was awe-inspiring, and honestly, it was frightening.
Why?
Being new to blindness and then getting out there, it's a National Federation of the Blind of Hawaii that sponsored me that first year and said, we're going to send you to this convention. This was in Atlanta, Georgia. I have never been to Atlanta,
right.
Georgia.
Long way from Hawaii.
Exactly. So to get over there, I'm amongst thousands of people, and I'm hearing all these guide dogs and people tapping, and just, it's funny how when you go into buildings and places, when you get into an elevator, everybody shuts up, but not in a blind convention.
Mm-mm.
Everybody's saying, hi, where are you from? Everybody's talking the whole way, because that's how we listen to our surrounding and communicate.
Sure.
Because we can't see, we can't do the visual cues.
Right, so you amplify on the audio cues.
That's right. That first year was just so incredible. After leaving that first convention, I'm like, gung-ho, I know I could do this.
The reason that you financed the trips, and they did it for you, they were like, this is going to help empower Virgil.
We consider it an investment in the individual's life and their potential. We were adults when blindness came to us. I was only 4 months into my blindness. I went to a convention of the NFB, and I didn't even know how to get around. I had somebody that mentored me to learn how to use a cane, and I was struggling at that point. I realized that everybody I met was just another person with the same kinds of life considerations that I'd had as a 36-year-old adult who'd been fully sighted and then was totally blind. their income, how to pay their rent, whether they have a roof over their head, whether they're married or not, who their next boyfriend, girlfriend's going to be, how their children are. I mean, all the things that create someone's quality of life. I went, these are all blind people talking about the same things I talked about before I was blind. Mm-hmm. I thought, just like Virgil, wow, look at what we can do for other blind people. Yeah. It moved beyond the personal to the greatness of what we could do.
To lead others.
Correct. To mentor, to lead others. And yet we still needed a lot of leadership and mentoring ourselves, and we still do, even though we've been part of this now for 20 years together.
On the flip side of the empowerment and the things that you're going to do at this convention, I do this thing to also provide help. So
yes.
I want to talk about ways people can help you. People can make a donation at hawaii.nfb.org. It goes through the national site. Do those funds come back to you somehow, or how does that work?
They do. They come through grants and programs for our state.
Is your preferred method they donate at your website?
We have a few different ways. Our website currently, Dave, is going through some changes, and so it's not fully updated to reflect our local process of donation.
But you're saying and they're going to make it so that somebody could donate right to the Hawaii chapter?
Correct.
But if people want to donate,
right,
who are hearing this, and they want to donate at the one that's on your website, you still advocate that?
Yes.
Yes.
And
but we prefer that they call us or email us, and then we could get them another way to do it.
Okay.
Right.
Or my suggestion, is it a good or bad one if they want to come to the convention and make a donation?
Oh, no, that's a great way.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Regarding our state convention,
yes,
we have a registration fee of $50 that helps support the cost of it. But if someone finds that they want to come and $50 is a stretch, please reach out to us.
Exactly. Costs should not be your deterrent.
One of the programs that we've established nationally is the Dreammaker Circle. We receive bequests, and it might be that someone doesn't have a lot of money, but they can leave their bank account, and it may end up with $200 at the end of their life. Well, then it can go into the Dreammaker Circle, but definitely the convention is a way to come to us with donations or contact us via email and phone number, and we'll make it happen.
While we're building our website, we're always looking for good tech-savvy folks to
there we go.
assist us.
That's an incredible asset that somebody volunteering could do without having to part ways with cash. You'd be doing a huge solid.
People can reach out to us as individuals or groups. We have different local events that we participate in, and we love volunteers to participate with us, or they wanted to have us participate in their organization's outreach to the community. We're quite open to partnerships.
If they want to learn more about us, we would be more than happy to come out and talk about who we are, what our programs are, and what kind of benefits are there that can assist blind people. There's a greater number of blind people out there not in the system, whether it's themselves or families don't know how to reach out.
Right.
If you know somebody that's blind, feel free to give us a call. And we'll be more than happy to reach out as long as we get a contact info to speak to the individuals.
We have been invited before into the school systems, to business networking groups. We are more than happy to go in, as Virgil said, and talk about blindness and how we live our lives.
We're there.
Here's how you can get involved with these guys. Hawaii.nfb.org, 808-595-6123. Toll-free voicemail, 866-595-6123. You can reach Virgil directly, 808-722-4243, 808virgil@gmail.com, and that's V-I-R-G-I-L. You can get the full interview, the radio feature, all their contact information, and all of our previous Helping Hand guests archived at hawaiipublicradio.org. State convention is September 28th, 29th, 30th. A privilege to have on Helping Hand again the National Federation of the Blind of Hawaii, Virgil Stinnett, and his lovely wife, Katie Kime. Thank you, because I know that you're probably inspiring a lot of people to get through tough times and to just face challenges and then to rally behind them and then have them just be regular times. So I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for inviting us. And it's always an honor and a privilege when you do invite us. We truly appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Dave. It's become a family time annually to be with you and Studio Bill over there in the corner. But we really appreciate the time and energy both of you put into the Hawaii Public Radio. Thank you.